Psychic Cowgirl Radio. This is your host, Reverend Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl. I want to let you know that my intention with this show is to share information, practical cowgirl wisdom, and tools to aid you on your personal development journey. I have a bachelor's degree in metaphysics. I am an ordained minister with the Canadian International Metaphysical Ministry. I'm also a hypnotherapist, past life regression therapist, and an Akashic record reading practitioner. I'm a natural-born intuitive and psychic. It is genetic. I see and feel energies and connections. I use my talents and education to help clients become more aware of their own patterns, intuition, blocks in their life, and then to tap into energies to create what is their personal dream life. I believe in divine guidance, karma, and that intentions are key to any situation. I do offer clarity and understanding from a soul level perspective when you work with me. At times, a little guidance is all that we require to step into our power and move forward in our lives. You can find out more about me on my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. I also have a Facebook page, Psychic Cowgirl, and I'm on Twitter as the Psychic Cowgirl. Please share any comments or questions through my Facebook page. I do answer the messages, or you could email me, Shannon@psychiccowgirl.com. I look forward to hearing from you all, and let's begin today's show. Everybody, welcome. I almost forgot to dial into the show. I was busy chatting with a friend about some cool stuff going on in her world, and for some reason the clock, or one of my clocks, was wrong. Nice, right? And Mercury's out of retrograde, so I'm not sure why that happened. Just to keep me on my toes, right? Pretty sure. It's all fun and games. So, since the last show, let me tell you the exciting things. It rained. The end. Oh, it makes everything better. Because we were super concerned on how we would feed our cows all summer because, you know, the grass wasn't growing because of the drought. And then it rained. It snowed, too. We had like 3 inches of big, heavy snow. I had to go rearrange animals so my horses could have a shed. And the 4-H animals had to get moved. And, yeah, they decided I needed to run. Yeah, brats, but it was good. The countdown to the 4-H show and sale is on. That is on Monday coming up, and we will all be super happy. It's a bit intense leading up to it, a lot to do, but it's worth it. It's so much fun, and the kids really, really get to learn a lot and experience a lot. Their steers are looking good. Farm kids, yeah. They hope somebody they know buys them so they can have a taste. Yeah, awesome, right? it entertains me. Farm kids get to have a different view of the world, hey? It's awesome. Okay, so speaking of views of the world, let's jump in. Compassionate boundaries. Now, it's been hectic, right? That's the word I'm hearing from so many people. It's hectic, hectic, hectic. And we're still dealing with our patterns and our belief systems, and things are being brought to our attention to deal with or not deal with, our choice. We always get choices. And these cycles are going to continue until we get to another place, point. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how this is all going to play out. We're all along for this ride. Now, things get cluttery and tumultuous when a change needs to happen,
but maybe we're not good with change. Maybe we like to resist it. We need some motivation, right? Last week I talked about how I really wanted to clean all the clutter out of my garage, but it wasn't a high on my priority list. But then we had to buy another freezer because I have growing children that are eating a lot more than they used to. And so that's going to motivate me to clean the clutter out of the garage because I need to make space for this other freezer. And so same with, you know, when things go crazy with relationships or situations, it is to motivate us to make those changes. Because without motivation, we stay a little bit complacent, right? That's just how it goes. So, sorry, somebody's calling in, so I'm just going to kind of chatter a little bit because it'll beep and then cut out. Okay. So as we embrace the hectic energies and decide, you know, do we want to create changes? Do we want to look at this and do something else? Some interesting things are going to happen. And that's where compassionate boundaries come in. Because here's something huge to remember. We're not alone in this. Everybody we deal with, everybody we have any interaction with, is going through the same thing. Now, they may handle it differently than you do. And so I'm encouraging you to try not to judge that, even though, of course we do. Of course we can, right? You can vent it out. You know those trusted people you can talk to. But try not to let it get to you. Try not to let it become personal, even though that's a challenge. Because here's the thing. They are in their own journey, their own space. They have their own patterns and ways of dealing with things, and it may be different than yours. It may be that you've worked on yourself enough that you can be in a place of peacefulness, and maybe they can't, or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe they've worked on themselves and got to a place of peacefulness, and you are not, and it annoys you that they are. This is where compassionate boundaries come in, because the compassion is mostly for yourself and then for them. Have compassion for yourself in that you take a step back. Perhaps it's time to disengage. Honor where they are at and honor where you are at. I love using Facebook for my examples because it's become a huge part of our culture. Huge. And so I rarely, and it's not that I'm too good for it or that, you know, I don't believe in it, but I don't usually go and friend request people. I mean, I have in the past, but I've gotten to a certain space where I don't, because I realize that what I do, what I can do, is not everyone else's cup of tea. They might think that I'm wonderful and chat with me and interact with me, but they don't really want the public to know they do, because I'm a psychic. I'm also a metaphysical minister, non-denominational, new thought, new age type deal. And I honor that. I respect that because I'm not about to put my beliefs on you, and I expect the same from you. And so I know at times people will feel a little bit intimidated and they'll want a friend request me, because we end up having conversations about it, and I'm like, yeah, go ahead. I said, I won't seek you out, and here's why. And then they get it. They understand that I'm just trying to honor where other people are at, and I don't want to make them uncomfortable because I'm empathic. So if I make you uncomfortable, I know it. And energetically, I just do make some people uncomfortable. And those of you that are empathic also, you know how that feels. So it's double uncomfortable. Awkward, right? Because they feel uncomfortable, so then you pick up what they're feeling, and then because you make them uncomfortable, you feel your own uncomfortableness, but you also pick up what that they're uncomfortable, and yeah. That's where the compassionate boundaries come in. Just stop. Just stop. One of my patterns is when I come across people that love what I do, have some talents of their own, and we can have cool conversations, I never want to let them go out of my life. I don't. I want them to stay in my life. But as we all grow, evolve, and change, they don't always want to stay in my life, or I don't always want to stay in theirs. You know, I probably should look at that, because it probably happens that way just as much, but I don't notice it. Right? Because it's me disengaging. But when someone else disengages from us, of course we notice. Thanks, universe. I'm going to ponder that for myself and see where I'm doing that. I am disengaging from people. I have been for the last year because I've been working on myself. And as you know, if you've been listening to my show, it's been hectic. Crazy things have happened in the last year. So I have been taking a step back, and the energy of right now, I mean, I'm not doing it just because I'm special or I know things, but I do. It's because that's what the energy presented to me, and I rolled with it, took a step back to reevaluate what's truly important to me, took a step back to decide where I want to spend my energy, where I don't. I mean, right now, my energy, a lot of it is spent on my ranch and to keep my husband employed and to support him in any way I can in that. Not going to lie, I've also looked for jobs for myself in case it comes to that. Again, Alberta's in an economic slump. I've also been spending my energy the last, you know, week or so on trying to support those involved in the Fort McMurray fire. So here's another thing about boundaries. Sometimes helping can be wrong. Sometimes helping is fulfilling a personal need rather than helping somebody else. So I'm going to give you an example of that because, I mean, we learn best by stories. So let's talk about the kids. Okay, so when you're teaching a child something or they're learning something, if you do it for them, do they learn? If you support them, guide them, and help them do it, do they learn? If they do it at themselves and make a big mistake and do it all wrong, do they learn? If you support and guide them and help them do it and make it perfect, but they don't know why it had to be done that way or the reasons, the details, do they learn? Same with adults. We have to be careful not to overhelp and create a karmic debt with somebody or create more karma for ourselves because it feels good to help. This is one of my patterns. I help. I do. I want everyone to be happy. I want everyone to live their dream life. And I have to be really conscious and aware of it. And it sneaks up on me. And I usually have something pretty dramatic happen with somebody so that I don't help anymore. Because otherwise I don't recognize it quick enough. Make sense? And so this is where, again, compassionate boundaries come in because I put myself there just as much as they did. And so I, when it goes awry and it's time for something new or it's the relationship to change, my philosophy is I'm going to continue being polite, respectful, and helpful, but only to a point. When it starts draining my energy, then I'm going to pull back. But here's the thing. When you're in the situation, you don't know you are until you can stop it and step back. Until you take a break, create that space, and then start over or start forward again. Because we can get into those patterns so quickly where we are, you know, constantly taking phone calls and they're constantly complaining or they're constantly in crisis and you are one of their people that they like to call and tell all this to. And you're supportive and you're there because you're friends and this is what friends do until it's done. Until you just can't anymore. Now you have choices. You can have a conversation with them and clear the air. Or gently disengage. I've done it both ways. Sometimes conversation, clear the air, doesn't work. All it does is prolong. Sometimes it does, and the friendship grows stronger. You get to decide. There's no right or wrong. There's no magic one-way answer. You have to decide what's important to you and where you want to go. Do you want to take the time to have a conversation, and what if it doesn't go well? What if they're not in the space to be able to have that conversation? What I actually do is I look for an opening. I wait for an opening. I kind of heighten my awareness, and if an opening shows up, I take it. If an opening does not show up, I leave it. Over the past year, I've had to have essentially the same conversation with two different people, which kind of blows my mind because it seems like they were totally separate situations, but I guess they're not. And they actually called me up. And so I'm like, okay, there's my opening. I brought it up. There's my opening. Took it. Do I feel we're in good space with it? Absolutely. Because here's the thing. You don't have to be a jerk. You can be diplomatic. You can be polite and respectful and get your point across. And all you're doing is planting the seeds, right? They can continue what they're doing, or they can change. It's up to them. So you plant the seeds, you say your piece, but confrontation usually does not work because when you confront someone, they get defensive. I just recently was talking to someone, and they were telling me about someone that they grew up with who's on a mission right now to confront childhood people about the way she felt they treated her. And, okay, like, you know, as my friend pointed out, 12-year-old girls can be mean. Like, why stay in there when you're well past 12? Like, once you're in your 40s, man, later 40s, it's time to let that shit go. And it's not doing the person confronting people any favors because she's not getting the results she's looking for. But does she know what she's looking for? I suspect, being the backstory that I know, is that she wants them to acknowledge her as someone super amazing and fabulous, and they should acknowledge that and kiss her ass and want to hang out with her. That's not happening, and she's not handling it well. Unfortunately, she's also promoting herself as she's able to help other people, and I just don't know that you can if you're that deeply entrenched in a toxic pattern. Can you help other people? When I'm going through something pretty soul-changing, gut-wrenching, I don't take clients. Not until I'm through it, where I know I can be objective again. Because if you're in that space, you're not objective. But not everybody has that philosophy or actually just simply understands it. So let's, you know, when we're in these situations and it's emotional and it's hurtful, take that step back. Practice compassionate boundaries to yourself and to the other person, because, again, to honor where they're at and where you're at. We're all going through crazy stuff right now where we may be behaving badly. Own it. I've had to apologize a few times the last couple months. So just on the weekend, a neighbor gave my kids something, and we put it up in my store because we have more space over there. And so I was, you know, cleaning up while everybody was playing this game and waiting for my turn. And I opened a drawer, and I was cleaning stuff out because I was looking for some scissors I couldn't find. So whoever fairies that lost my scissors, can you bring them back, please? Thanks, bunches. And I came across a bag full of stuff, and I'm like, what is this? And it was these gorgeous little pendants that my girlfriend was making and selling. And I took them and I put them in my store. Oh, my goodness, like this is probably 4 years ago, 5 years ago, like a long time. And I opened the bag and I looked at the pendants and I'm like, crap. Immediately, I felt ashamed. I felt guilty. I felt embarrassed. And, of course, these things go through your head like, oh, my gosh, what if she thinks I just stole them and I wasn't really selling them for her, or I sold them all and I kept the money? Oh, my gosh. All these things ran through my head, and I'm like, I can't play my turn right now in this game. I need to go grab my phone and make this right with my friend. I couldn't concentrate on anything else, because in that moment, the guilt, the fear, the shame, the embarrassment I was feeling was too much. Now, I happen to know in the past, say it was 5 years ago, I would have considered just keeping them and not even acknowledging that I screwed up. Because what happened is I sucked at selling them, that's on me, put them in a bag to take to her when I went down to visit. Totally forgot, spaced, whatever happened, they didn't get there. So I took a picture, I sent her a text, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, like so embarrassing. And we talked about it, we worked it out, like she wasn't mad at me, she forgot about it too. I mean, good Lord, it's been 5 years, so she may have been mad about it 5 years ago, but it's been a long time. Anyways, I owned it, I apologized, we ended up having a juicy little fun conversation. And I thought to myself after, I get a pat on the back for that. You know, the embarrassment, though, and the shame of it, and the guilt, those were pretty heavy energies that washed over me. And I could have tucked it back in the drawer and said to myself, let's pretend that didn't happen because I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to own up to my mistake. And it's totally my mistake. I sucked at selling them, put them in a bag to take to her. Maybe. In those moments, I purposely forgot about them subconsciously because I was embarrassed that I couldn't sell them for her. I was embarrassed that I failed. I mean, 5 years ago, absolutely. Could very well be. I've changed so much in the last 5 years, energetically and with confidence, that I can't say for sure, but there's probably an 84% possibility that that's exactly what happened. I felt like I failed her. And so I just shoved him in a drawer and forgot about him. Until 4 or 5 years later, and I find him, I'm like, oh, dang it. I know. So this is the stuff that's going on. Things that you energetically shove in a drawer and didn't want to deal with. Pop them back up and deal with it. So what if she would have got mad at me? I would have had to deal with that too. I screwed up. The art of a good apology and owning your stuff is huge. Like the person I was referring to who's confronting childhood friends, what about what she did? Is she owning that part of it when she confronts them? Not likely. Instead, she wants something from them. They owe her something, as far as she's concerned. Do they really, though? No. And if you're still stuck in your 12-year-old little girl self, man, you should call me. I have a Healing Your Inner Child guided meditation that's create powerful results for my clients, myself included. Myself included. I do walk my talk, because if it doesn't work on me, how can I expect it to work on other people? More situations of where we're going to honor where we're at and where someone else is at is going to happen in the next few months. It's like clearing your clutter energetically. Some people do clutter your life. Some people don't. Clutter is not that bad sometimes. It's okay if that's, you know, if it's working for you. But recognize when it's not. We're so complex, aren't we? We're so complicated. I know. Crazy. I do have an absolutely delightful guided meditation for you today. I'm just trying to keep an eye on the time. Make sure I have a clock that's actually the right time. I know. Glad Mercury retrograde's over, but still weird. So the guided meditation I have for you is positive energy transformation. And it's disconnecting the cords and then reconnecting again. That's the journey I'm going to take you on. I'm pretty excited for that. So I'm trying to gauge how much time it's going to take. I don't even know. Probably about 20 minutes. So I'll chat with you a little bit longer about boundaries. Now, most of the time when we talk about boundaries, we're talking about being able to say no when needed. And my best tip for that is when someone asks you to do something, your immediate response could be, let me check my schedule, or let me check with my spouse to make sure we have nothing going on that day or I can fit it in. You need, like, until you get into the practice of this pattern, you need a stock answer that you can give yourself time to decide if you want to do it. Because when someone asks us, often we're on automatic yes, simply because they're asking. It takes a lot of practice to be able to say no gracefully. It does. And how many of you, your to-do lists and things that you're helping other people with is just overwhelming. That happens to clutter everything up, make you cranky, create that emotion that's negative so that you change it. Because if there's no negative emotion attached, you're not going to change. So if your world is getting cluttery, hectic, overwhelming, look at what you can change. Because that's why it's happening. You've got too much on your plate. And we all want to be a peaceful flower, don't we? I am sassy and sarcastic. Peaceful effing flower is what I say when I'm really overwhelmed. I just want to be a peaceful flower. It works. It's a good mantra. Okay. So, practicing saying no. Again, have a stock answer that you can say, look, let me check my calendar and get back to you. Let me check on that. That's why it's easier to say no if someone texts you, right? But I'm not going to lie. When I was in charge of things and getting volunteers, I preferred asking them straight on face-to-face because it was harder for them to say no to me. Human nature, man. Mm-hmm. I will say this, though. I knew energetically who was available, who could and who couldn't. And so if you hesitated and I could feel that you legitimately had stuff that you couldn't do it, I let you off the hook. But if you, I also knew the people that wanted to help, too intimidated or shy or uncomfortable saying yes unless asked directly. I know these things, and hey, I use being psychic to make the world a better place. I try to use my power for the good, people. Try to use my power for the good, but I'm human. Okay, so let's go and let's do this guided meditation. So the reason we're doing this one is because things are cluttery, right? So let's disconnect all the negative cords and reconnect all the positive ones. Deal? Deal. Okay, so I like it if you have your feet flat on the floor to ground your energy, nothing crossed. Feeling comfortable, feeling relaxed, feeling ready. And here we go. You'll hear my hypnosis voice. I want you to become aware of breathing. Just notice for a few moments your breathing. Take these moments just to gently focus on your breath. Breathing, breathing. Just focusing on your breathing. Now, let's take three big, deep breaths as deeply as possible, beginning to release and then letting go. Three big, deep breaths. These are the breaths that signal it's time to go within. As your normal, natural breathing begins occurring, imagine a gentle, warm, balmy breeze as it wafts around, wafting around your head, neck, and shoulders. And with every breath, as the breeze continues to move gently around, there's a gently and easily releasing and a letting go feeling. Going on, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. This nice breeze just goes across the upper back and circling around through the chest, a warm and nurturing feeling as the breeze continues to comfort. Down both arms, hands and fingers, releasing and letting go. And with every breath taken, perhaps there may begin to be some wondering. Is it a breathing of the breeze, or is the breeze breathing me? With every breath, the breeze continues circling around through the mid-back and around through the solar plexus. Every breath drifting deeper now. The gentle sensations of the warm, balmy breeze as it continues around through the lower back and circling around through the belly, releasing and letting go. Becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. The breeze continues moving around thighs, knees, calves, ankles, and around through feet. Now, and with every breath, becoming completely and thoroughly comfortable, calm, and at ease. Being at one with the breeze, and the breeze still gently, easily moving all around and all through. So now at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, deeply, deeply relax. Deeply, deeply relax. And the door of the imagination is comfortably open, and opening even wider now as all of your senses heighten, beginning to be aware of the personal energy, noticing tugs and pulls here and there, all around in the mind space. That area from the skin outwards, 6 inches of space and beyond. Imagining now, sensing the cords of energy that are plugged into your energy that are draining or uncomfortable. Those tugs and pulls, dropping those cords now. Imagine even cutting them, pulling them out, disconnecting. And continuing, sensing the cords of energy that are plugged into your energy that are draining or uncomfortable. Those tugs and pulls, dropping those cords now. Imagine even cutting them, pulling them out, disconnecting, and continuing. Becoming aware of your energy cords that are plugged into others or plugged into places or situations that are draining or uncomfortable. Dropping those cords, releasing them. Imagine cutting them, pulling them out, disconnecting from any person, anywhere, or anything. Do that one more time. Becoming aware of your energy cords that are plugged into others or plugged into places or situations that are draining and uncomfortable. Dropping those cords, releasing them. Imagine cutting them, pulling them out, disconnecting from any person, anywhere, or anything. Now, completely disconnected, just simply be. Then opening to imagining somewhere, somehow, from out there it comes, calling it forward and it comes, the pure, positive energy light. And it comes as a helper today for cleansing and clearing and to continue the disconnecting process and then reconnecting by your choice. So to imagine that this pure, positive energy light comes down all around and all through head, neck, and shoulders. And as it comes through, it is cleansing and clearing the energy, almost like it is combing through and removing any remaining tangles or tugs and pulls removing any remaining discomfort. The pure, positive energy light continues flowing down arms, hands, and fingers, cleansing and clearing as it goes, and each breath continually drifting deeper and deeper, more comfortably now. Down the spine, the pure, positive energy light cleanses and clears and circulating through the center of you. Upper back, mid back, lower back, and around and down through the chest, solar plexus, and abs. All the while, it is cleansing and clearing the energy. Continue going deeper and deeper now. The pure, positive energy continues its mission to cleanse and clear. And being graced with its energy down around both hips, into thighs, knees to calves, and finally around the ankles, heels, feet, and out through the toes. The pure, positive energy light is doing its good work for which it is meant to do. And it now becomes like a shower of light all around and all through, showering down upon the pure, positive energy light showers the very being. Not only does it go into the very cellular structure, through those cells into every nook and cranny of the being, but also from deep within now. It turns and moves from within into the mind space, from the skin outward, 6 inches of space and more, cleansing and clearing and combing through the energy, making it buoyant, vibrant, and alive. And now, a new kind of beingness, a lighter sense of being is yours, feeling totally alive and vibrant. And taking a few moments to reflect, feel, remember what really feels good. Then, when ready, choose to send out energy cords to the people, places, and situations that are meaningful to plug into. When ready, choose to send out energy cords to the people, places, and situations that are meaningful to plug into. Reconnecting from inside to what is good, positive, and true outside. Then choose to bring in the cords of energy from people, places, and situations that are wanted. allowing reconnections from the outside in. The positive reconnections. Choosing to bring those positive reconnections back. Allowing from the outside in. And once again, all is well. The pure, positive energy light commingles now with personal energy and experience the lighter sense of being. Anytime disconnecting and reconnecting in a way that is just right. Into the pure, positive energy light alignment. I'm going to count you out, and we're going to reinforce. Zero. Now to reinforce all the positives of this experience. And now at one, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake, say your name out loud. Eyes open, wide awake, say your name out loud. Wow, that was pretty delicious, wasn't it? I feel like I lost a few pounds because I lost some energetic cords that weren't helpful to me. So you can come back to this. I'm actually going to record this one and offer it for sale on my website because this is pretty powerful. And I know from personal experience that we get stuck in these patterns with these cords of negativity between ourselves and somebody else. And sometimes we're the negative one, right? We get stuck in this pattern of complaining, and like attracts like. It's never a straight line. We're not totally innocent all the time. But we can get, you know, sucked into this pattern of negativity, especially with what's going on in the world. Cut back on your consumption of news feeds, the news, the radio. If you start to feel that really draggy, heavy energy, sometimes disconnecting and reconnecting to something that makes you happy is the best self-care you can do. What is your favorite self-care? Is it going for a walk? Is it reading a book? Is it watching a movie? Is it a sea salt bath with a laptop and a movie? Maybe some popcorn, glass of wine, sparkling water. Whatever it is that you know you can do for an energy reset, do it. We need to do more of these, consciously, awarely, knowing we're resetting our energy with intention to be able to navigate our world. It's going to be uncomfortable, but we got this. We got this. There is purpose and reason behind it. The world is not just trying to make you upset, angry, and lose it. That's not the purpose behind what's going on. Sure can feel like it, so work through that. Feel what you're feeling, acknowledge it, and then do what works for you to let it go. Then if you need help, then you can call me. I can do soul sessions. I do offer hypnotherapy for $75 a session. And if you're in the U.S., it's even less because my prices are Canadian. Soul sessions, regular price $150. For all of you, it'd be $120. And again, if you are not in Alberta or Canada, you get a better deal just because of the money exchange. If you are in Alberta or Canada, talk to me. Maybe I'll give you a deal. it's my business. I get to do what I want, right? I know. I haven't done the evil laugh in a long time. Well, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, my heart's not in it. After just doing this disconnecting and reconnecting, man, I feel happy. All this light, sparkly, wonderful energy. Yay! So I hope that worked for you. If you need to come back to this, sorry, I didn't even pay attention. I think it was right around the halfway mark. I try to do that so that if you want to come back to these things, you can find it easily. But, well, moose, squirrel, you know, I get distracted easily. What? I know. There's so many positives in our world right now that try to focus on those and don't let the negativity get to you. I know it can. So find those things, right? What lifts you up? What if it's a treat? What if you treated yourself to a movie night out? I know we're all money conscious right now, and my treats for myself and my family. I'm totally bribable. You bet. I am. I bribe myself to get things done. Yep, sure do. Food. Boots, clothes, yeah, totally bribe myself, yep. So if you are like me and you're bribable, find something, right, to lift you out of this negative energy if you feel like you're falling into it. Bribe yourself with a movie all by yourself, complete silence. Bribe yourself with shopping online for an hour. Just don't spend a bunch of money, because then that will create other things you have to deal with. When something happens and you feel that wash of guilt, shame, embarrassment wash over you, breathe it. Just be in it, acknowledge it, accept it. And then say, what can I do to release this feeling? An apology, a phone call, some swearing, whatever it takes. Take responsibility for yourself. That's really the underlying message of what's going on. Take responsibility for yourself. Own who you are, what you do. And create some more understanding of yourself. Self-awareness is a bit of a tumultuous journey, but it's completely worth it. Completely worth it. And for all the empaths out there, add a little extra sea salt to your bath. Smudge more often. I love smudging. I have some really fantastic smudge sticks I got in my store. If you're interested, go check out my website. I also have this amazing candle that's a smudge candle. It's huge. It's a huge pillar candle, and whoa, love it. Because we need to clear the energy. Because when we're stuck or we're caught up in it, we can't see it. We can't feel it. It becomes our new normal. And until we can crack that open or clear the energy or clean it out to figure out what we want to be normal, it's challenging because you can't see it. I get sucked into situations where I just, wow, and I'm like, why, how did that happen again? Why did that happen again? Obviously, I still need to learn about it. How many patterns are repeating for you? And you're like, dang, I thought I worked through that. Okay, well, try it again. Really, just grab some positive energy and try again. It'll be okay. It will be. All right, my lovelies, I'm going to sign off now and go enjoy the rest of my day with this pure energy that we've just all experienced. Although, I got to tell you, my rest of the day is cooking. I'm doing a bunch of things to put in the freezer, a bunch of meat, actually, because the rest of our week is a little hectic with 4-H and company and things like that. So I need to be prepared because cooking's not my favorite. No, it's not. I'd rather be outside with the cows. Cooking, cleaning, yeah, doesn't lift me up. So I have to bribe myself to do it. So today I'm cooking up a bunch of stuff to put in the freezer to be able to grab it and throw it in the crock pot. And what am I going to treat myself with by doing all of this? I haven't decided yet. Probably a ride on my horse, because that's my favorite. That's good. Or grab my colt and work him in the round pen. That's another bribe. That's how I bribe myself to get my chores done. What's your bribe? Send me a Facebook message. What's your favorite way to bribe yourself? I'd be totally interested in that. Maybe I'll learn some new ones that will make me happy. Well, have a great rest of the day. Thanks for listening, and talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with your host, myself, Shannon Lackman. If you'd like to learn more about me and what I offer, please go to my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. All my sessions and services are listed there. If you would like to get a deal, tell me that you've listened to the radio show and use the code word, use the code word Raphael, and you will automatically get 20% off. Because I will know that you've been listening to the radio show. I wish you all a most excellent day, and I hope you tune in soon.